Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:23, and that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is May 9th. Well, following the weekend, what we had today, it was a pretty mixed return on markets, and China really dominated in terms of the news flow. Certainly, the tightening of margin requirements in the commodity markets in China has had a knock-on effect, and the CSI 300 was down 2% today. So that has now broken its progression of higher reaction lows that have been in evidence for much of the last 3 or 4 months. And then this continues to look like a potentially lengthy Type 3 bottoming process. And in order for that to remain credible, then the lows will have to hold during this pullback. But what it, and then something that I was sort of contemplating for much of the weekend was the tightening of regulations, the further imposition of communist ideology, the escalation of rhetoric, the increasing geopolitical tensions, and there is a possibility that that is not so much a symptom of expansionist or power grabbing, but is it perhaps more of a response to the kind of environment that the administration now is facing, that they feel that they need to impose greater control because they feel that they're losing control. And certainly the stock market surge and even bigger decline last year, the surge that we just had in the commodity markets, and then the requirement that that margins need to be tightened so aggressively, then the failure of over 1,000 peer-to-peer lending programs in the last year, all of that suggests that this sort of haphazard or ham-fisted approach to regulation, and then is everything else that the Chinese Communist Party is trying a reflection of their grappling with this lack of regulation and not really knowing how to deal with it. And that is a big question, because China is a major consumer of commodities. China is a major player in the global economy, and what happens there is not going to stay there. It has the potential to have a knock-on effect. Just how they deal with the issues that they have, and then there is a problem with outstanding debt and non-performing loans, and that has been well known for the better part of a decade. This is not a new problem, but it is a problem that has got much larger over the last few years, for the simple reason that they have been pumping liquidity into the market. They raised reserve requirements at the banks to levels that are literally unheard of anywhere else in the world. And what that did was create a shadow banking system by forcing borrowers into the shadows. And then that has created this large issue with a high degree of leverage in the market, but also then that you have a problem where there are thousands of semi-state and private organizations that are being kept alive because they're large employers, but there is massive overcapacity, and these are issues that have been discussed ad nauseum by the China bears for much of the last 7 and 8 years. But it isn't like they've gone away, and then one has to wonder whether they might be coming to a head as the administration tries to push through reforms. So that did have a bit of a knock-on effect today. The tightening of margin requirements had a knock-on effect in commodities generally, and gold prices are down $24. So they're back now inside their range. Silver was down 50 cents. It's back to $17 even as I record. And both platinum and palladium were also weak, and copper prices were down 5 cents, which is about a 2% pullback. Now, we've had a substantial rally in commodities, and then that's that has broken the medium-term downtrends. And if you just go back and look at the weekly charts, then this is a massive reaction against the prevailing downtrend, which is characteristic of a Type 2 bottom. But so often after a Type 2 bottom, what you get is and I apologize for my phone ringing, but what you get is a right-hand extension phase. And then that's, generally speaking, what you get is people start to ask, well, what's really changed? Is there something that has been a really big effect on the market? Well, there has, in that there has been a substantial amount of demand has been priced out of the market, but demand is generally speaking on a steady trajectory, and it is the growth in demand that has moderated. But supply has been the major factor, that supply increased incredibly, and now supply has pulled back, and that has helped to reinvigorate some of these commodity markets. But then things have to start to be seen to be getting better to really get this medium-term recovery underway. And considering that an awful lot of good news has been priced in a short period of time, then the chances are that we're now entering a period of time where we're going to get a little bit of additional volatility and a pullback in consolidation, which would allow overextensions relative to the trend mean to be unwound. And that would be, generally speaking, an entry opportunity for anyone who missed the big move up from the lows in January. And when you look at the weekly charts, and I'm going to post a number of those today, then silver, for example, has pulled back, but it hasn't really unwound, even how well it did the week before last. So there is an overbought condition, and it has plenty of room in which to consolidate and still remain on a bullish trajectory. And it's a very similar story for the gold shares, which have rallied more than 100% on the index, and some of the smaller mines have rallied considerably more than that. Well, then it looks like that they are going to now consolidate at least part of that gain. Now, the other big news story today was that Saudi Arabia replaced their oil minister, and Al Naimi has been around for a long time, and then their Saudi Arabia continues in this reactionary kind of environment where they really are trying to knock out marginal supply. And oil prices were down over a dollar in here today. And something I've mentioned in almost every audio over the last 2 weeks is that Brent crude has been rallying since January, and it has had a number of pullbacks of between $5 and $6. And this pullback as of today is in the region of about $5.50. It really does need to sustain a larger pullback than $6 to indicate that this is anything other than another pause within the context of the continued rebound. Now, it's looking increasingly likely that that might well be the case, considering that prices have gone up so much already. But until the short-term uptrend loses consistency, then that would be something that would tell us that there's a reason to doubt that oil prices aren't going to continue higher. And what happens with oil prices is likely to be a significant influence on what happens with stock markets, because Wall Street today was in positive territory, but by 1 point on the S&P. The Dow Jones was down a tad, and the Nasdaq was up a bit. Well, the Nasdaq was up a bit because the biotech sector, which has been under a cloud for much of the last year, was a bit better in here today, but the leading decliners were in the energy and resources sectors. And considering that it's the energy sector has been the real big mover on the S&P 500 this year, then if we do see oil prices pulling back, well, then that would also suggest that we're going to move into a more reactionary kind of environment in some of those high-flying energy shares, and that would weigh on stock markets. And the S&P 500 right now is trading above 2050, and it bounced late last week, and you know it's held on to that gain in here today. But this was a feeble follow-through, and it needs to do more to really indicate that the extent of this pullback is going to be just 2050. And considering how low volatility is, then there is the potential that we get additional weakness from here. But and personally, I'm positioned that way because I'm still short. But I think it is worth considering that there is an alternative template for how the market might unfold, and it is that perhaps the Fed is not going to raise rates. They're going to demur for the rest of the year, and the bond market is correct that there won't be additional interest rate hikes this year. Well, then that would suggest that we are not going to have tightening in terms of monetary policy, that China is potentially going to increase its monetary intervention, and as are both Europe and Japan, and that there will be an additional leg up in terms of the liquidity-fueled bull market, and that markets break out on the upside. Well, personally, I don't put that at more than maybe a 30 to 40% potential, and I think I'd veer more towards 30%. But I think a lot of it will depend on how well this 2050 area holds and how well oil prices hold. So if oil finds support and the S&P finds support, well, then the potential for a break on the upside would certainly be bolstered. But I think it is worth considering that the dollar has been very weak for much of the last quarter, and it continues to extend its rebound, and it rallied particularly today against both the yen and the South African rand. And when you look at a number of these commodity currencies, then we've seen breaks in the dollar's downtrend that are look to be more than short term in nature, but perhaps even medium term. And the rally for the dollar index from the lower side of its range remains in place. And meanwhile, bond yields are still reasonably low, and they were a bit lower again in here today, and US 30-year was up a bit. And you know, we're still in an environment where the S&P yields more than the 30-year Treasury. So you know, there are certainly attractive characteristics for stocks, and generally what people, and there's plenty of evidence of this if one looks at the internals of various indices, is that anything that is was heavily overbought has been pegged back, and it's the things that have pulled back very sharply where valuations have improved. That is where people are beginning to look for value. But paying up for anything in the current environment is unlikely to be a particularly profitable outcome. Now, and I think with that, I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.